Job chapter 6. Then Job answered, "Oh, that my anguish were weighed and all my calamity laid in the balances." He so wants somebody to understand him. And that's where I think he gets disillusioned with all his friends and the religious structure of his day. And the great answer really is when God appears at the end and does show that he does understand Job. So he says, "Oh, that my anguish were weighed, for now it would be heavier than the sand of the seas. Therefore have my words been rash." And he seems to be saying that, look, I've suffered so much, therefore I'm justified in speaking rashly. Well, no, we should be self-controlled in our words. And we all in the heat of the moment think, but I'm provoked, therefore I can speak like this. "For the arrows of the Almighty are within me." Again, he understands his sufferings as not coming from any sort of Satan in the sense of a supernatural being, but all coming from God. "My spirit drinks up their poison. The terrors of God set themselves in array against me. Does the wild donkey bray when he has grass, or does the ox low over his fodder? Can that which has no flavor be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? My soul refuses to touch them. They are as loathsome food to me. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant the thing that I long for, even that it would please God to crush me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off." So again, he sees his sufferings as from the hand of God. He certainly doesn't feel that he's in the hand of some supernatural being or bad luck. He sees all this negative stuff as being God's hand upon me. "Be it still my consolation, yes, let me exult throughout my unending pain that I have not denied the words of the Holy One." So he keeps his faith in God despite all this stuff going on. "What is my strength that I should wait further? What is my end that I should be patient?" So he's saying, well, I don't have to be patient. And in fact, people talk about the patience of Job, and James talks about this in the New Testament, and yet he sort of isn't very patient at this moment. I think it's true to say that overall, he was patient in the sense that he endured. That's the real idea of patience. And yet he had his weak moments when he didn't really feel very patient at all. And yet God overlooks that, as we should overlook the temporal failings of others. "Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass?" He's saying, look, I'm not made of stone, I'm human. "Isn't it that I have no help in me, that wisdom is driven quite from me? To him who is ready to faint, kindness should be shown from his friend, whereas his friends have just criticized him, or Eliphaz has done. My brothers have dealt deceitfully as a brook, as the channel of brooks that pass away, which are black by reason of the ice in which the snow hides itself. In the dry season they vanish. When it's hot, they're consumed out of their place. The caravans that travel beside them turn aside. They go up into the waste and perish." So he's saying that my friends, who were supposed to be my brothers, my fellow believers, that they were no help to me, that they were like desert streams that just disappear when it's hot. And so I think out of his disillusion, his bad experience with his religious friends, he comes even more strongly to God. And that is what happens when we get disillusioned with church, or when people who are believers or friends or family let us down. All that is used by God in the bigger picture to bring us closer to him. "The caravans of Tema looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. They were distressed because they were confident. They came there," that is to the brooks, the streams that where they thought they'd found water, "and they were confounded." And he's saying, well, that's how it was with me. "I thought you friends were going to comfort me, and you didn't. For now, you are nothing. You see a terror and are afraid. Did I say, give to me, or offer a present for me from your substance, or deliver me from the adversary's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the oppressors? Teach me, and I will hold my peace. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred." How forcible are right words, but your reproof, what does it reprove? "Do you intend to reprove words, since the speeches of one who is desperate are as wind? Yes, you will even cast lots for the fatherless and make merchandise of your friend. Now therefore be pleased to look at me, for surely I shall not lie to your face. Please rethink. Let there be no injustice. Yes, think again. My cause is righteous. Is there injustice in my tongue? Can't my taste discern mischievous things? So he's saying, look, I have not done anything wrong, and yet I'm suffering. And yes, that is the case. God says right at the beginning, Job is a man of integrity. And the Satan was moving God to bring Job down, God says, without cause, without a reason. And Job feels this, of course, that I have not done anything wrong, and yet I'm suffering. And that injustice is felt very strongly by all of us, isn't it? From little children all through life, as we get older, we all have this sense, that's not fair. It wasn't fair what happened to me. And here you read a man who really could feel like that. And of course he looks forward to the Lord Jesus, who suffered although he was innocent and never sinned.